Just smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. All right, now, come on, boys and girls, because it's time to have fun with your pal, Happy Hank. Say, did you wake up today with a big smile? Well, now, you just remember, nobody likes an old grump or a grouch, and nobody likes a whiner. You know what a whiner is.
Oh, I don't want to do it. I don't like to. I won't. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes, sir, that's a whiner. Now, the only place for a whiner is to stand in the corner with a dunce cap on. But I know none of you boys and girls are grumps or whiners. No, sirree. Say, I think we ought to start off with a song, and I've got a dandy about a little sparrow. You know, he's a perky little bird, and he chatters a lot. You just listen. A little sparrow hopped from his perch up in the top of a tree. Said he, why not come out and play, for it's such a lovely day to be like me. Don't be a sleepyhead, come and tumble out of bed. That's what the sparrow said to me. The little dicky bird said, I'll tell you what I heard of you. It's true, you stayed in bed so late that you made your friends all wait for you. Just you. The day is full of sun and your play is full of fun. It's time it was begun by you. And so I tumbled out and I gave a little shout of glee. So free, I washed my hands and face and with every hair in place went out to see. I found that he was right, and the day was sunny bright. I played till it was night. Ah, me. Yes, sir, that's a fine song. You know, the only time we want a sleepyhead is at night when we're ready to go to bed.
Well, Happy Hank, I always get up early.
Well, hello, Squeaky. Say, you'd better say hello to the fellas and girls, too.
Oh, sure. Well, hi there, girls and fellows.
And here's our dog pal, Popcorn. And Popcorn says he's really an early riser. Popcorn says he gets up with the chickens.
Yes, but Popcorn takes naps during the day.
Well, what's the matter with that? Lots of boys and girls and grown-ups, too, take naps during the day. Popcorn is smart.
Well, I like to get up early.
Well, did you get up very early every morning?
Oh, sure. Well, that is... Well, I guess I cannot tell a fib, Happy Hank. Sometimes I oversleep when I forget to wind the clock.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm glad you told the truth, and that you remembered our slogan song, I Will Not Tell a Fib.
Oh, sure, I remember. Oh, but Happy Hank, I think you forgot something.
I did. What'd you say, Popcorn? Oh, Popcorn says I forgot our riddle. Well, that's right, Popcorn, and thank you for reminding me. Now, boys and girls, are you ready for a riddle today? Huh? All right, then. Since Popcorn remembered, I think we ought to have a riddle about Popcorn.
Well, what kind of a riddle, Happy Hank?
Now, you just listen. Are you ready, boys and girls? All right, get your thinking caps ready, and here's the riddle. Now, what is the difference between popcorn and a match? What is the difference between popcorn and a match?
Oh, you mean the kind of a match that lights up and burns?
That's right, Squeaky. Well, Popcorn says he'd be like a match if he sat on a stove.
If he sat on a stove? Oh, let's see. I don't get it.
That's right. Tell him, Popcorn. Popcorn said he'd be like a match if he sat on a stove because both he and the match would have a hot end.
A hot end. Oh, well, I see. That's pretty good, Popcorn. Is that the right answer, Happy Hank?
Well, no, that's not the answer I had in mind. Hey, boys and girls, see if you can figure out another answer, and then I'll tell you the answer I had at the end of our program. Right now, though, let's all sing one of our favorite songs. We'll sing a song of sixpence. Are you ready? Here we go. Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye, 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. When the pie was opened, the birds began to sing. Wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king? The king was in the counting house, counting out his money. The queen was in the parlor, eating bread and honey. The maid was in the garden, hanging out the clothes. Down came a blackbird and pecked off her nose. Ah, that's right, you did fine, boys and girls. Say, how would you like to have a Happy Hank birthday party, hmm? Oh, louder than that.
Well, will we have a game, Happy Hank?
Sure, we can have a game. Turn on the magic electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here she goes.
Now, let's see how many birthdays we have today. Come on up with all the hands of the boys and girls who celebrate birthdays today. Just look at them. Boy, that's wonderful. You know, with this magic electric eye, I can look right through your radios and see your big smiles. Yes, sir. All right, put your hands down. Turn off the magic eye, Squeaky.
Okay. Now, what kind of a game can we play, Happy Hank?
Well, let's see. How about a guessing game?
Oh, you mean our guess what game?
That's right, boys and girls. Now, you listen real carefully and see if you can guess what it is. Now, here's our first one. All right, now, what was it, boys and girls?
Oh, I know what that was. It was a railroad train.
That's right. It was a railroad train and the railroad whistle. Now, here's another one. This is a stickler. See if you can guess what it is. Here it is. All right, now, did you get that one, boys and girls? What was it, Squeaky?
Well, it sounded to me like an automobile starting up and going off.
Hey, you're pretty sharp today. Now, here's one you'll hear out on the farm. See if you can get this one. Here it is. Now, did you get it? Well, if you've been on a farm, you know what that is. That was hogs and pigs.
Well, I got it. Hogs and pigs. That's right.
Well, all right. Did you guess what they were, boys and girls? Well, right now, it's time for our birthday, boys and girls, to make a wish. All right, now make your wish when I make mine. I wish that... How'd you get yours? All right, don't tell anybody. Now let's blow out the candles on the birthday cake. Ready? Blow. And out go all the candles, and we're ready to sing our birthday song for all the boys and girls who have birthdays today. Now sing it good and loud. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everybody who has a birthday today. And now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters, the two young cowboys who are trying to upset the plans of Black Tom the Outlaw. Now, remember last time we saw Rocket back at the ranch house starting for the sheriff to tell him to go to the aid of Squeaky and Sputters. The boys themselves are in the lobby of the Desert Hotel in Ghost Town. Now, the lobby was dirty and dusty, but one of the doorknobs had no dust on it, showing that it is being used. Well, the boys have the key that Rocket found, but just as they started to unlock the door, they heard something or someone on the other side. What is it? Well, Sputters wanted to get out of there and wait for the sheriff, but Squeaky thinks they ought to see what's on the other side of the locked door. As the scene opens today, they're talking it over. Listen.
Well, while we're here, Sputters, we ought to find out all we can about the place so we can tell the sheriff when he comes.
Yeah, but we want to be able to tell the sheriff something when he does come. We don't know who or what's on the other side of that door. Maybe whatever it is will capture us, and we won't be able to tell the sheriff anything.
Well, we've just got to take that chance, Sputters. Now, listen. No, I don't hear anything moving in there now. Maybe it was only a rat.
Yeah, and it might have been a mighty big rat, a rat named Black Tom.
Yes, but Rocket will soon be here with the sheriff. And besides, we know that Black Tom has the treasure from that lost mine. We've got to get that because it belongs to us.
Hey, then that's right. All right, go ahead and unlock the door. It's so dark in here that whoever is in that room probably won't be able to see us anyway. So go ahead and unlock it.
Now remember, don't turn on your flashlight because it's so dark in here that we can hardly see. But if you turn on the flashlight, that'll give us away.
No, I won't turn it on. Go ahead. I'll just use this flashlight as a club. And if anybody tries to capture us, I'll hit him so hard that he'll see all kinds of lights.
Well, now wait till I get the key in the lock. Now, here I go. It's turned, and it's open. The door's unlocked. The key fitted all right. Now, what do we do?
Well, now, listen a minute. Nope, not a sound. Open the door, but to take it slow and easy. Don't make a sound.
Okay, boy, I hope this door doesn't squeak. Now, here I go. It's opening. Now, there, I've got the door open.
Hey, you think we ought to go in and see what's in that room?
No, not for just a minute. We know that something was moving in there. Let's just stand outside here and listen for a minute.
Hey, did you hear that? Sound like a bear growling. We better get out of here, Squeaky.
No, not now. Listen a minute longer.
Hey, there it is again. No, sir, I'm going.
Now, wait a minute, Squeaky. That isn't a bear growling. It's someone snoring and whistling in his sleep. There's someone in that room asleep.
Yes, sir, you're right. That's what it is, all right. Hey, maybe it's Black Tom. Oh, boy, maybe we can catch him asleep and put our handcuffs on him. I got him. Let's try it.
Say, maybe you're right, Sputters. Oh, boy, I hope so. We'll pounce on him and handcuff him and then turn on the flashlight and just laugh in his face.
Okay, get ready, Squeaky. Let's go.
Say, boy, this is exciting. Is it really Black Tom that the boys have found? Well, now, you be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Well, say, have you figured out the answer to our riddle? All right, you keep trying, and I'll tell you the answer at the end of the program. But right now, we want to sing our slogan song, I Will Not Tell a Fib. Well, how are the boys and girls doing, Mother? Hmm? Oh, that's fine. I know they won't tell any fibs. Not even little teensy-weensy ones. I almost got my tongue over my eye tooth then. Well, always tell the truth, boys and girls, and then you won't get into trouble. No, sir? Now, you ought to know most of the words by now, so let's sing it, I Will Not Tell a Fib. No matter what the cause may be, I will not tell a fib. I'll be as straight as I can be, I will not tell a fib. If Mother asks the things I've done, I'll tell them to her, everyone. I'll be just like George Washington, I will not tell a fib. Hey, that was fine, boys and girls. And while we're singing slogan songs, how about our safety slogans? You know, don't play in the streets and be a careful crossing crosser. Now, you be sure to look both ways and always be a careful crossing crosser. Let's sing it. Are you ready? Here we go. Be a careful crossing crosser. Notice where you're walking. Don't forget when you are talking. Be a careful crossing crosser. Don't dash out into the street. Never try some car to beat, but be a careful crossing crosser. Look in both directions, always cross at intersections, be a careful crossing crosser. Play it safe for goodness sakes, sometimes autos have bad brakes, so be a careful crossing crosser. Attention boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, now, what is the difference between a dog and a match? Did you get the answer? Well, the answer is a dog lights on his feet and a match lights on its head. Now, you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry. It won't help a thing. The best way is to unite up and sing. When old man troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.